Lac La Biche. Ongoing construction on Main Street in Lac La Biche has been a source of aggravation and inconvenience for downtown business owners. On August 22, the Lac La Biche Chamber of Commerce brought some of these concerns forward to Lac La Biche County Council, along with some solutions. The presentation, given by Chamber President Dave Phillips, Executive Director Angela Kosmierczak, and Vice President David Schultz, demonstrated to Council which aspects of construction pertaining to the Main Street Revitalization Project have impacted businesses in the construction zone the most. Also, representatives spoke about how the business community and the municipality can work toward solutions for the next phase of the project, which is expected to begin next spring. Businesses are hurting. Schultz addressed council first, stating that the reason for the chamber's visit was not to work against the county, but with them. You have been investing heavily in our town, and now you have the chance to invest in our business community, he said. And right now, those businesses along Main Street are hurting badly. Schultz continued by stating that while neither of the three representatives from the Lac La Biche Chamber of Commerce who were present at Tuesday's meeting owned businesses on Main Street themselves, they have been strongly advocating on behalf of the downtown business community. Many members of council are also business owners and know firsthand that when revenue goes down, it truly hurts your bottom line, Schultz continued. While not every idea to mitigate the effects of the construction is doable, there are things that can be done to help our business community. More foot traffic equals more revenue. Angela Kosmierczak confirmed that prolonged construction, limited movement in back alleys and a lack of parking spaces, along with increased crime were the most pressing concerns among downtown business owners. In a bid to increase traffic into the down core and generate more sales, the chamber is planning some creative advertising and looking to organize events to attract people to the downtown area. Another solution that has been discussed is more signage directing people to parking areas along with back door signs, said Kosmierczak. Better access and more tools to tackle crime. As the presentation continued, Kosmierczak proposed that the county could repair the back alleys behind businesses via paving, add additional parking spaces, and provide accessible sidewalks for seniors and wheelchairs. She also suggested opening one-lane access to provide traffic fluidity. We would like to see phase two of the project begin after Canada Day next year, she said. And, to get the construction work completed faster, twice as many workers will be needed. Crime, loitering and vagrancy have also been ongoing problems on Main Street, something Kosmierczak focused on during the presentation. In order to reduce crime, the chamber would like to see security guards patrolling that area along with more surveillance cameras. Jason Stedman weighed into the conversation, stating that council is aware of and acting on issues affecting downtown Lac La Biche. This is an issue that affects us all, Stedman stated. The municipality has been installing more security cameras and doing whatever we can to improve public access to back alleys. Surveys and case studies. Recently, the chamber conducted in-person surveys in which 13 business owners responded, with 7 of those merchants established within the construction zone and another 6 in the proposed 2024 zone. Overall, 53% of downtown merchants are very concerned about how the Main Street Revitalization Project is hurting their operations, Kosmierczak said. To get a feel for how other municipalities across the province balanced major infrastructure projects with the needs of local business communities, the Lac La Biche Chamber of Commerce reached out to 30 of its counterparts, conducting case studies that were then presented to council during the meeting. In Medicine Hat, there were frequent meetings between council and business owners not only about the construction that was taking place at the time, but future projects as well, she explained. When major projects were happening in Medicine Hat, council ensured that there were adjustments in fencing, better safety procedures, and sidewalks. Meanwhile, in Spruce Grove, 2 intersections were not worked on at the same time, which allowed much better access. When it was Dave Phillips' turn to speak, the president of the Lac La Biche Chamber of Commerce and longtime business owner didn't mince words about how the construction has adversely affected many downtown businesses. Quite a few merchants don't own their buildings, but have to rent them, he said. Furthermore, many businesses in the construction area are relatively new and don't have established clienteles, which is another strike against them. Phillips continued by telling the story of one business owner who opened a restaurant in March 2020, just days before COVID restrictions and lockdowns came into effect. While the pandemic profoundly affected this business owner and all others, the issues related to this project are making the situation worse for everyone, he said. Public events to breathe new life into construction zones. Phillips also offered solutions such as adjusting construction zones to include better signage, back alley signs, as well as hosting live music and other public events to breathe more life into these areas. Economic development can be summed up in a single word, and that word is hope, he said. I sincerely hope council will extend an olive branch to these struggling businesses. Lac La Biche County Mayor Paul Rutov and Cown. Lauren Kachuk also added to the discussion. Rutov said council learned lessons from the first phase of the project, which will be applied to phase two of the project. I'm glad that you're bringing solutions and ideas to us. We understand the challenges downtown businesses are facing right now, the mayor stated. I like the idea of hosting public events there, especially the Harvest Festival. Kachuk thanked the delegation for voicing their concerns and helping local businesses. I'm glad we're all on the same team and working towards a common goal, he said.